What's it like today? Because 9 inches, you were, you know, probably confess that you're one of those players who are scrapping. There's two or three places up for grabs in these playoffs, yeah. And you want to be in there, don't you? So it was important today for you and a couple of other players to play well, and you did.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's always important to play well, but I see what you're saying. You know, there's the biggest game of our season riding on Thursday, and everyone wants to be involved. I obviously want to be involved myself and play. So yeah, I put myself under pressure every game to do well. Some days it goes well and some days it doesn't, but I'm happy with how I played today, and felt that I contributed well.
Fleetwood in the playoffs rather than Scunthorpe, as a lot of people thought it might be. What do you feel about that?
I don't know really. It is what it is. We played them at home, beat them. They played them away and lost. So
they're very much of a similar side. That we've dominated against both, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
So windy, by the way.
Yeah, it's just picked up, hasn't it? I mean, it's just an exciting game for everyone to be involved, from fans to everyone really. It's just going to be hopefully a real good game Thursday, and we're going to do our best like we do every game to get a result. We'll have obviously a huge following Thursday night, and we, like I said, we just look forward to it.
You say about exciting, and you put yourself under pressure every game. Does it become nervous, the playoffs?
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah, like slightly. You get nervous for every game, like slightly, but then kind of after the first couple of minutes, it becomes
just sort of the game.
But I mean, if you didn't have nerves, then I feel you're probably a bit too relaxed. Personally, you'd like to have a bit of nerves and kind of keep yourself focused, I suppose.
So, well, you and the manager have both made the point about you both won the respective home games against each other.
Yeah.
Practice penalties in training this week, then?
Got a few decent penalty takers in there.
Yeah, we have, but again, it's very difficult to practice them, and obviously, like, with the pressure of hitting a penalty in a game situation, it's impossible to replicate. But hopefully it doesn't go to that, and we like I said, we'll just fully focus on Thursday and just do our best and hopefully get a very good result.
The big talking point has been the injury to Alex Jones. He came back out afterwards.
Yeah.
He'd got changed, but he didn't come over with the rest of you over to applaud the supporters over there. What's your gut feeling about him? Because the manager was saying, you know, we'll know more tomorrow. But could you tell from his body language or whatever whether he?
He's all right. He seems fine, but it's like the manager said, it's impossible.
Is he describing it as a tweak?
I think he said it's felt like a bit of cramp, but I mean, I've had similar things, and sometimes they're good and sometimes they're not so good, but it's far too difficult and impossible to assess right now, as it only happened an hour and a half ago. So he'll probably know more when he wakes up in the morning.
Yeah, and today, 3,500 City supporters in a 6,800 crowd, so we outnumbered them.
Yeah.
What was it like over at that side of the crowd?
My first kind of memory really of an away trip is here when we beat them 2-0.
Yeah.
And it was the same really. We had
Cal Reid rampaging down the left that day, didn't we?
No, that was my first season. Yeah. It was Jason Kennedy and Hand scored. And it was just because I've never really experienced it. It was quite strange really, and it was brilliant. But it was unbelievable how the numbers that turned up to an away game and to outnumber the home fans is incredible.
And no day off tomorrow. It's focusing on the job now.
Yeah.
It's a massively quick turnaround, isn't it? It's incredible.
It is. Yeah. I don't know. Is it because of the telly? Like probably. Bournemouth against Stoke or something.
Yeah, we play well. We obviously play. We play a week earlier than everybody else in the playoffs, don't we? So, is that a good thing to get it out of the way rather than, you know, be training for 10 days and preparing and thinking about it? Just get on with it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I suppose so. I'll let you know after if it's a good thing. But you know, we've been doing it all season, so having the same thing isn't going to matter, I don't think.
Well, it's mission accomplished, wasn't it, before today, and it's now just about getting it. We've won nothing until we get the job done.
It could all go to waste, really, if we don't do what we set out to do. Definitely last week anyway, we knew we were in it, and we knew what our end goal was. So you know, if we don't do that, then we've all come up short.
I think the man of the match today is probably going to be the goalkeeper, Reuven Sattelmeyer. Yep. What's he like in training? Because we keep hearing that, oh, he's brilliant in training, but we never get to see him in a game apart from the cup games right, earlier on and now the two league games against. But today, you know, that was a top draw performance.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
He's probably had to save more today than Colin Doyle has take out Sheffield United in the last six games.
He has, yeah. He's been brilliant. He's incredibly positive guy. And
his character as well, isn't
he? Yeah, he's a funny guy. And I think everyone gets on really well with him, and delighted that he come in, and when he gets his boots on the right feet, he'll be even better.
Are there folks coming over for the playoffs? I know your dad Charlie's desperate to come over. You're going to hold back for Wembley.
He'll be sunning himself in Spain, I think.
Could swim to Fleetwood, couldn't he?
Yeah, he's away in Spain, in Barcelona next week, so I think he's actually going to a Barcelona game. So
he's dumping you for
Barcelona. Yeah, which, fair enough.
well done today, Billy, and it's been a good season, but it could be even better, couldn't it?
Yeah, fingers crossed, and we'll do our best.